This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. We're inching ever closer to summer, and we are pumped for full-on planting. I've recently had lots of questions about clay soil. Most of it boils down to this one question: how can I change it? Here's a better question: what can I plant in my clay soil? It's really a matter of working with what you've got. Otherwise, you may wind up quite disappointed. It's better to choose the right plant, right place method. Sure, add some organic matter and mix in some manure to help fluff up your soil for easier planting and better drainage. You can even add some coarse sand, but don't expect a miracle. Instead, I have some perennials and shrubs that will live just fine in a clay soil. By the way, a simple test to know for sure that your soil is clay is to get a handful, wet it without soaking it, then squeeze it in your hand. If it ribbons up between your fingers, it's clay. For perennials, daylilies offer a large selection of color, bloom times, and height. They're beautiful in sun to part shade. Russian sage, which is clay tolerant, looks really nice with daylilies and will also tolerate light shade. Columbine is a pretty little flower that I've talked about before, and it's okay with clay, as is liatris, a pretty purple native grown in full sun. Consider a couple of grasses, Little Blue Stem and Carl Forrester, planted with Purple Coneflower and Black-Eyed Susan. For shrubs, lilacs and Red Dozier Dogwood. For more clay-tolerant plants, check out GardenBite.com. Backed by popular demand, Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Supreme Gardener's Mix. This 100% composted manure blend is ready to use and perfect for your vegetables, annuals, and perennials. With a neutral pH and a slow-release fertilizer, all you do is add water and the plants. Supreme Gardener's Mix from Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.